Thursday, October 1st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When USDA estimates corn and soybean production, it has become apparent that it is a process that they go through that takes until the September stocks report a year later to finalize. The corn stocks estimate this year off 255 million bushel compared to trade estimates was not the result of an adjustment to 2019 production. Some expected poor quality a year ago to end up shrinking the corn crop. Instead, USDA increased 2019 corn production by 3 million bushel. There are some high-powered ag and analytical firms scratching their heads right now at the USDA stocks. That is normal. In the case of soybeans, they had overstated 2019 soybean production by 1 bushel per acre. The stocks reductions in soybeans was a mix of supply and demand. Demand is derived from price and supply, not something the USDA can stack, right? They can do more than some think. They start out with a producer survey for yields and acreage, followed by a field assessment in August until they get to some hard data from harvesting test plots in September. We have seen years when they overstate production until harvest straightens them out. I think that this will be one of those years. It is October 1st when the October production report is taken. I was thinking that there would be more corn harvest done than there is at this time. USDA will not have as many of their harvest plots calculated as I expected. It therefore may take the November report until the full story on the corn harvest is known. There are essentially two corn crops this year, one that ran out of water in August and the other that didn't. The result is a huge variance between what you would expect for corn that died at or before Dent and record yields from corn that got enough water for the fill. I think that both yields and acres will come down further in subsequent crop reports. They update acreage in the October crop report, and the derecho alone will cut harvested acres by 500,000. I'm also predicting that more acres were harvested for silage and ear leaves than usual because of poor yield. Even yield reports in Kansas tell us yields are down. Irrigation could not keep up. So there should be another reduction coming in 2020 corn production. The next USDA forecast that has some people very angry as they see it being made by choice, and they give responsibility to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. USDA was estimating Chinese corn imports at 7.2 million metric tons after they'd already done over 10 million metric ton of business, and insiders in the trade were predicting that they would buy a total as high as 30 to 32 million metric ton. China will buy some corn from Ukraine, but drought cut that crop by 5 million metric ton, and typhoons and flooding damaged Chinese corn production by that much as well. Corn prices soared over $9 a bushel in China. China is cleaning up 10 million metric ton of global supply of sorghum and barley. The rumor has it that COFCO will get another 10 million metric ton tariff reduction quotas or another near 400 million bushels of corn they can buy here. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The USDA September 2020-21 corn carryover projection was for 2.503 billion bushel. The quarterly stocks report will result in a 257 million bushel smaller carry-in, a 200 million bushel smaller 2020 crop, and 400 million bushel larger corn exports would be a 1.646 billion bushel carryover. There would be some adjustment for feed usage in the ethanol crush, so round it off to 1.7 billion. I may be overestimating our crop. That should be $4 plus corn at some time. All my crop is going in the bin. What makes some people angry is that they believe that USDA is slow on the recognition that the 2021 carryover is far overstated. Who does that benefit? End users, of course. People that Sonny Perdue associates with. Over the past couple months, farmers sold a lot of grain at lower prices than was justified by a more accurate assessment of demand by USDA. Some are calling it another great grain robbery. USDA made the first adjustment of recognition in the September stocks reports. There should be a couple of more adjustments coming. If Trump wins or loses, he'll need a better Secretary of Agriculture. This one hates ethanol. If Biden wins and Minnesotans are confused enough to retire Colin Peterson, he would make a great ag secretary. U.S. corn, soybean, and wheat balance sheets are going to tighten. We have a moderate La Nina with the Gulf of Alaska in a strong La Nina mode. The central plain states will stay too dry as winter wheat is planted. It'll also be too dry in Russia, impacting their winter wheat crop too. After a frost threat the next few days in the northern corn belt's going to get warm in the heartland again. Rain will continue to stay to the east, so the drought in the plains and western corn belt will get worse before winter, with little if any subsoil moisture recharge. we would go into next spring very dry. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.